This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
A blessed day to all our faithful listeners of Radio K Pulpit. We are here today to uncover the power of faith on ICAN as we bring to you from the word to your heart. Our topic today, as we continue with part three, is hope for what seems hopeless. And I'm Susan Moss, and we are here to encourage one another from the word of the Lord. I'm going to read to you scripture, Jeremiah 15, verse 18. It says, "Why then does my suffering continue? Why is my wound so incurable? Your help seems as uncertain as a seasonal brook, like a spring that has gone dry." Now, family, we're going to talk today about some hopeless situations in this life. God does not change. Now, God, why doesn't the disease go? This disease go away? Why does my spouse not believe? Why does my career seems to be over? Why am I losing my belongings? Why can't I get pregnant? Why can't I get married? Can I still trust God if my hopeless situations doesn't change? You are not the only one who has struggled with this. Family, isn't this questions we often ask God and people around us? But I just read the scripture in Jeremiah 15 verse 18. So we are not alone in these hopeless situations. The prophet Jeremiah felt it. And he also said, "God, can I trust you?" He was called to minister in a terrible time in Israel's history, called the weeping prophet. Lousy assignment. How do I deal with hopeless situations that don't change? Let me tell you, there's two truths to remember. Number one, when God doesn't change your situation, he increases his presence and power. Remember Paul's thorn in the flesh? Sometimes God says no. That's not what we want to hear. But God says no. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 9 says, "Even though I have received such wonderful revelations from God, so to keep me from becoming proud, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger from Satan to torment me and keep me from becoming proud. Three different times I begged the Lord to take it away. Each time he said, 'My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness.' So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." Psalm 34 verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirit are crushed." And we can agree, sometimes when we are brokenhearted, it doesn't feel that God is close to us. Not at all. But this is what the Bible says, and we need to believe the word. When God says no to your situation, he always says yes to you. I'm going to read it again. When God says no to your situation, he always says yes to you. He will always provide you with increased power and strength to endure the difficulty and an increased sense of his presence to give you peace. It's just a fact of life that God is not going to remove all the hopeless circumstances from our lives. This is not an indicator that God doesn't love us. It is just an indicator that we live in very fallen, disappointing world. We also live in a very fallen, disappointing world. All the more reason why we need him. Remember, Jesus promised hardships. Sometimes God allows brokenness to continue so we can experience his closeness, his intimacy. Sometimes he allows us to experience extreme weakness so we can experience His supernatural strength. Unfortunately, we tend to not experience these resources from God unless we are left with no other options. Maybe this is how you feel today. You have no other place to go except either towards God or away from Him. God may not change your hopeless situation today, but He's ready to move into your life. He may be saying no to your circumstances, but He is saying yes to you. What an awesome promise, family. Now, when God doesn't change the situation, He will change you. He will change me. God will never waste the hopeless situations, the pain we go through in this life. Philippians 1 verse 6 says, "And I am certain that God who began the good work within you will continue His work until it is finally finished on the day when Christ Jesus returns." Now, despite what is going on in your life, God is at work within you. We don't see Him always working, but He's always at work. There is a work He started, and He is committed to seeing it completed. We must remember that God is always more concerned with our character development than He is with our circumstances. More concerned with character rather than comfort. If changing our circumstances will hinder our character development, you will not be in a hurry to change them. Hope will result as we cooperate with God's work in us regardless of the hopeless circumstances we face. Now, how do we cooperate with God when everything seems so dark? I believe in these times is come down to four words: humility, surrender, acceptance, and obedience. Now, humility acknowledges God is in charge of life, not us. Surrender is our response to God, knowing that He is in charge. We choose to surrender our lives to Him in the circumstances. My life is yours, Lord. Acceptance is our response to agree to walk with God through whatever situation we are in. We accept the circumstances. Didn't we say we like them? Obedience is the result of the first three. We continue to walk in obedience to His word regardless of our circumstances. These are the responses that result in God transforming our lives. In fact, no longer I walk with God. The more I see these responses as foundations in our entire relationship with Christ, they unleash all His resources. They unleash everything that He promises us. When we experience His presence, His power, and our lives being transformed, even in the hopeless circumstances of life, we can be people of hope. He will pour His hope into us. So how do we have hope when everything seems hopeless? Hopeless situations are allowed by God. Remind us of our ultimate hope. Can still accomplish good, even though the circumstances may not change. God will increase His resources in your life, in my life, and transform you into the person He longs for you and me to be. I want to leave you with a prayer by the Apostle Paul. I want to encourage you to pray this for yourself and all those people you know who struggle with hope. Romans 15 verse 13. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. May this confident hope be yours in abundance as you trust in Him. Family, remember, if I can, you can, and together you can make a difference. And you can find me on 061-922-4560. God bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.